This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, baby, it's time! It's time to put on your party hats. Get out your little party bazooka streamers. Hit the music, AMAC celebration, cool in the gang style. Get the pinata. Take your swings. It is a victory Monday in the NFC East tournament that doesn't exist, baby. Week 18 style. Yeah. Whoa. Aren't we lucky? Aren't we about to have a party of epic proportions? If you thought your New Year's Eve party was something special, oh, I got a thing coming for you over the next 3 hours while I'm on this little here radio station going uphill with snow on the ground, no boots on, and broken glass underneath, chugga, 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 carrying the whole station on my back. Yeah, we are going to have a big-time party to celebrate the Commanders winning the NFC East make-believe weeks 15 through 18 fairy tale tournament. Oh, and wow, the Commanders give us a victory Monday. One more victory Monday, baby. Let's crank it up. Let's fire it up. Let's go, baby. The Commanders did what the Cowboys couldn't do. Woohoo! The Cowboys suck. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Yeah, the Cowboys are going to fire my head over if loose. Yeah. Come on. Come on, Cowboy B. I know you want to get into it. Let's go. Let's start shaking. Come on. Aren't you happy? Aren't you proud of my Commanders? A fifth win on the year? Aren't you, like, ready to put on that burgundy and gold? Take that burgundy and gold koozie that I gave you? That's it right there. Aren't you excited? AMAC, where's your bat? You got a bat for the pinata hanging out? Suspended from the roof? The Commanders won a game, boys. They finished 2-2 in the land of make-believe. That qualifies them as winning it. Because, well, there was nobody else in it. There was nobody else. So they win it at 2-2. Double elimination? Who knows? There were no rules. Sponsored by Hard Knocks, of course.
So are you saying 2-2 because they went from a certain point in one? Because they were 3-3 in the division.
Well, they were 2-2 when Dan Quinn announced that they were playing in the NFC East tournament.
Gotcha.
So, as you know, I'm a big DQ guy. That one did not exactly hit home with me. I nobody cares, but I have taken some gratuitous cheap shots at the fairy tale land of make believe NFC East tournament that the Commanders just won 2-2. It is very important to celebrate. And a fifth win on the year. It is a victory Monday in the nation's capital. Here we go. What a way. What a way to get the party started. I mean, aren't you guys fired up 24-17? I mean, doesn't it show you what this team is all about? To have the mental wherewithal to outlast Tanner McKee. I mean, that is really, really, really going to add to the momentum, the brotherhood, the good feelings that we're building here in the offseason. Hey, you won not only two out of your last four NFC East games, but you won both on the road. You won both on the road. And you were 3-3 in the division overall on the long 17-game grind. Swept by Dallas and Cowboy Bob. You swept AMAX New York stinking Giants. And you split with the Dirty Birds. That's cause for celebration. Aren't you guys fired up? Aren't you guys, bouncing around your office on your way back after you've been in a coma the last 2.5 weeks and all of you had all this time off and did absolutely nothing? And now you're back in the water cooler. You're back in the kitchen and you're wearing your burgundy and gold and you're beaming with pride because you know beating Tanner McKee and Tank Bigsby and somebody named Granson, you know how special that is, how much that means, how important that is. You know. You know, you should be beaming. You should be wearing your burgundy and gold and doing the Barry Horowitz, Rob Van Dam style, pointing to the back. You know what this is about. You know what this means. This locks the Washington Commanders in to a first place finish next year. Momentum. It always carries over, right? It always leads to greater and bigger things, right? Except when it doesn't, which it often doesn't. Yeah. In case you can't tell, I'm a little facetious. I'm a little sarcastic. And if you are one of the Homer McFanboys that have pom-poms surgically attached to your ass cheeks and your wrists, God love you. You're more than welcome to call in and tell me that I'm full of baloney and that a fifth win of the season is really something to build on, is really something that's important, something that meant something that makes you feel good. You are absolutely welcome to call in at 301-230-0980 or to yell at me on Twitter and X at WrestleMania621. Now, I might block you depending on the kind of language you use. Okay. But you're more than welcome to do it because I know you're out there. I've seen you. I've been watching. I've been observing. I've seen how you've treated my pal Grant Paulson. I've seen how you got mad at me for being annoyed with the Cleveland Browns, who carried their field goal kicker off the field for winning a game that meant absolutely nothing good. Except, oh, wait a second. All that momentum just fueling Kevin Stefanski for... Wait a second. Kevin Stefanski got fired. That's right. But hey, Shedeur Sanders was great, right? I mean, whatever you can win on the road in the division against the rough and tumble Cincinnati Bungles, and Shedeur Sanders could really put up some big numbers and just make your eyes pop out and go 11 of 22 for a buck 11 and a 64.8 rating for 200 total net yards. Whenever you have that, I mean, that should, all that momentum, all that buildup, 5 wins on the year, man. That should really catapult you into something. I mean, Kevin Stefanski can use that as his mess. Oh, wait a second. They took away Kevin Stefanski's key card. Oh, sorry. I forgot about that. And then there was the Atlanta Falcons, right? Who knew? The Atlanta Falcons were in a playoff game yesterday. Did you guys know that? You probably didn't, right? But they were. They were playing to win, to knock out Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that they did. They were playing in a game to finish strong, to win their last four, and to reverse their season under Kirk Cousins, by the way, from 4-9 to 8-9, to finish strong so that Raheem Morris could set the tone, the example of what it's like to not give up in December. And then by 8:30 last night, Raheem Morris got a phone call saying, "Hey, Ra, bring your playbook. Bring your iPad. Yeah, you're not needed anymore." Along with general manager Terry Fontenot, which if he would have had a job today like Joe Shane still has a job, I would have really been wondering if Arthur Blank had lost all of his marbles at Home Depot. But apparently he is not. Unlike the Maras and the Tishes, who I know the Maras are going through a little bit of a tough time, so I want to be sensitive. Not firing Joe Shane after 4 miserable years on the job. And hey, the New York Giants won a game yesterday that really, really meant a lot. That really meant a lot. 34-17 over the Dallas Cowboys. It's going to give Mike Kafka everything he needs to go through this offseason program to set the tone, to set the example of what it means to be a true New York Giant.
Who said Kafka's the coach?
That's the point. You're missing the point, eh, Mac? All of these examples that I just gave you.
I'm setting you up.
The Cleveland Browns, the Atlanta Falcons, the New York Giants. Hey, win. Win. That's what it's all about, baby. Just win, baby. Even the Raiders won, baby. And Pete Carroll got fired minutes later. And Tom Brady flew his ass from Chicago to Las Vegas under the cover of his private plane so that he could fire Pete Carroll in person at 6 o'clock this morning. And the New York Giants won, only to proudly announce, hey, we are keeping Joe Shane as our general manager. And we're going to turn over every stone to find the right leader, the right head coach. Because guess what, boys and girls? Boy, have we stunk it up over the last couple of years. More than the last couple of years, the last decade. Wait a second. Has it been that long? Has it been 14 years since we were relevant? Yeah. Outside of 1 year? Yeah, it kind of has been. Now, if you notice, we think there's only one team out of that group that I just mentioned that fought so valiantly, so hard. The Oakland Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, the New York Giants, the Cleveland Browns, the Atlanta Falcons. There's only one team that won yesterday in a meaningless game that we don't think is going to fire its head coach. And that's the Washington Commanders. So maybe it will mean a little something more, provided that DQ doesn't get his walking papers, which nobody seems to think will happen, and it shouldn't happen. But in all of those cases, meaningless win after meaningless win after meaningless win, they're all thinking, and they're walking around with their chest puffed out. Yeah, man, we showed the world how mentally tough we are. We showed the world what this locker room, what this building is all about. We climbed that insurmountable mountain to get to 5 wins. We're going to have a party. We're going to get participation trophies. Yeah! We're going to win the AFC North Land of Make-Believe tournament. Yeah! Go Brownies! You see where I'm coming from here? Maybe a rough way to do it in your eyes, but it's the stone cold truth. It's the stone cold truth. And that's the bottom line, because the rooster said so. That all of these wins, all of these feel good stories from yesterday mean absolutely nothing and actually do more damage than good. And that is very much the case with the Washington Commanders. How? Well, we'll explain that next. And then, the Sunday night epic showdown debacle. What a game it was. What a game it was. And your phone calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Just getting rocking and rolling. Bring your baseball bats. Grab the pinata. Put on your blindfold. Step right up, boys and girls. It's a Victory Monday. Something to beat your chest about. Something to feel good about. Something to be proud about. We are 2-2 in the NFC East Land of Make-Believe Tournament sponsored by Hard Knocks. You should be proud on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So the Commanders win a big game yesterday in Philadelphia to really let the NFL world know where this program is at, where they're heading. And I've seen much conjecture online and even here in the office. So what? If they're the number 7 overall pick as opposed to the number 5 overall pick or the number 4 overall pick, which is as high as they could have gotten yesterday if everything would have broken right. And by breaking right, I meant by losing, doing your job, and sacrificing your own individual elation and satisfaction for the good of the franchise and the good of the future and the good of the fan base. But beggars can't be choosers. Beggars cannot be choosers. The Commanders did win, and that's great. That's awesome. We like to celebrate wins around here. We like to celebrate wins, usually in games that actually matter. Sorry, was very distracted by Jeff Walker, who, as usual, is not in his own studio, not doing his job, and instead was bouncing around like a pogo stick in our studio, bothering us.
No, we were just recalling your nickname. Do you want to say it on air?
No.
You don't?
No,
okay.
Because the conversation before the show is stupid.
Continue. Go ahead, Rooster. Do your thing.
By the way, one coach that got fired this morning that we didn't mention because, well, they lost, is Jonathan Gannon of the Arizona Cardinals. That's one spot we know Cliff Kingsbury's not going to, right? As a head coach or anywhere else, you wouldn't think. Jonathan Gannon, fired after 3 years. Now he becomes a top defensive coordinator candidate. So does Raheem Morris. So does, presumably, Jeff Ulbrich. Raheem Morris's defensive coordinator in Atlanta. But we don't know contract situations. And if they're under contract, it could be that they deny a lateral position move because they might want to hire that person back. So does, and same thing for Jeff Schwartz. And others. So far today, Pete Carroll, Jonathan Gannon, Kevin Stefanski. We already had the Giants, Tennessee. Am I forgetting anybody else? Gannon, Arizona.
Did you say Pete Carroll?
Pete Carroll, Vegas. Mentioned him. And Stefanski, Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
My forgetting anybody else that got fired today, head coach was? Tennessee
said,
and the Giants
you
were
said
already.
Raheem Morris.
Oh, Raheem. You know, yeah, we mentioned Raheem, you know, obviously in this segment, yes, too, but more last segment. So that's six, right? Am I counting that right? Six vacancies, I believe. The NFL is a weird, weird league, man. Mike McDaniel, the Miami Dolphins head coach, is still on the job. And apparently we'll have to wait until a new general manager is hired by Troy Aikman? And Dan Marino? Weird. The Cleveland Browns fired two-time head coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski. Okay. I mean, if you just want to judge by the fact that they never had a quarterback really worth a damn, or that they couldn't turn around people, or that they weren't patient enough with people. Okay. Okay. They won 11 games 2 years ago. Something to be said there. All right, so we have all of that, and we have you on the phones at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's celebrate together. Let's get excited together. AMAC played Celebration, Cool in the Gang. Let's have a party. It's a Victory Monday. The most meaningful kind. 5 wins on the year. Think about that epic climb up the mountain. Think about what it took to get there. Think about what momentum it provides for 2026. Think about how it guarantees success right from the jump. Think about it. It's awesome, isn't it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.